morning. We are continuing with Kolbi Ish Erva. This is Kolbi Ish Erva number 13. We're discussing the psak of the Sridi Eish, the most famous psak in the world as it relates to Kolbi Ish Erva. And just to put a little bit background on this before we discuss our issue of the day, as we've been discussing, there was an organization called Yeshurun located in France after World War II, trying to keep the Jewish youth connected to Judaism. And their approach in doing that was to have co-ed events. They had the boys and girls sitting at different tables, but they were co-ed. And there was singing, for example, on Shabbos. They would sing Zmiros. They would sing Psukim of the Tanakh. And they tried to keep the youth invigorated and connected. And some detractors made apparently proper claims that this violates halacha. Problem number one, they claimed that you cannot have a co-ed event, boys and girls together, improper usur, not only improper usur, and number two, that there is a problem in isur of kol b'yish erva. You have boys and girls singing together, even if they're at separate tables. They each can hear each other. It's not a problem with women hearing the men, although we will discuss that at a later date, Amir Tzashem, but certainly the men hearing the women is kol b'yish erva. So the detractors to Yeshurun said, you can't continue. You can't continue, certainly not violating halacha. And Yeshurun turned to the Sridi Eish to get his psak. And as we discussed yesterday, when it came to that first issue, that is co-ed, the Sridi Eish said the real problem of co-ed is not seeing each other, but intermingling, mixing together. And because they're at separate tables, it's not going to be an iser mefurash. It's not going to violate an absolute halacha, having boys and girls together on separate tables. So he got over the first hurdle, the first claim against Yeshurun, but the more serious, difficult one, which we're going to spend a few days on, is how about kol b'yish erva? And at the beginning of his analysis, the Sridi Eish says that he remembers when he got to Berlin in Germany and saw Charedim, he was in the houses of Charedim, and the men and women were singing the Zmiros and Shabbos together. How can that be? He said he was shocked by that. He really was shocked, didn't believe it, because this violates an explicit prohibition in the Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Siman Ayin Hey, that you can't, when you're saying the Kriyat Shema, hear the singing voice of a woman, kol b'isha erva. When a woman is singing, it is an erva to us. It's prohibited. And that applies whether she is married or not married. As long as she is a nida, she has begun menstruating, then all of our besulas, all girls above a certain age, are becheskas nida. They have a chazaka that they have started menstruating. So it doesn't apply only to married women. It applies to girls as well. As long as they're of age to start menstruating, they have a chazaka. We have a presumption that they have begun menstruating, and then kol b'yish erva does apply. They're posting, by the way, I'll mention parenthetically, that say that kol b'yish erva starts younger than that. Amir Tzashem will talk about that at a different time. So what are you going to be relying on, says the Sridi Eish, when it comes to kol b'yish erva? So in fact, he brings three different rationales that maybe, possibly, maybe not, we could be lenient on. That is going to be our analysis over the next 3 days, the three rationales brought by the Sridi Eish, and some of them himself he doesn't agree with, and Amir Tzashem, that will be our analysis, and see at the end of the day which of them remain standing and may be a basis for Yeshurun to continue having co-ed events with Kol B'isha Erva. So the Sridi Eish continues. And he says that, in fact, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer and Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, both from Germany, they permitted the Zmiros on Shabbos to have men and women singing together. How could they possibly do that? There's a prohibition of kol b'isha erva, hearing the singing voice of a woman. And the rationale that they brought is because if it's not only a single woman, one woman singing, but there are multiple people singing, men and women together, or even maybe just a man and a woman together, we apply the concept of trei kale lo mishtame. This is a halachic concept that when you have two voices going at the same time, they cannot be heard. And we'll discuss the mechanism of how does that work. But for now, we'll just assume that they cancel each other out. Halachically, they cancel each other out. So if you have a man and woman singing together, we would say trei Kale, that means two voices, lo mishtame, cannot be heard. Then accordingly, based on that, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer and Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch in Germany would permit the singing of Zmiros on Shabbos, and that was the permit. So the Sridi Eish himself, he brings us down, But he himself, it's very fascinating, he says, without explanation, avalo nacha da'atiba zeh, I did not feel comfortable with this. In other words, the Sfirei Yesh himself is saying that he's not going to be relying on this heter of trei kali lo mishtami, but again, he did not explain why. Now, today, we're just going to build this out more. What could the heter be? The permit will be, and then Emir Tzashem tomorrow, we'll see what the problems of saying that it's permitted to hear kol b'isha erva because it's trei kali. When you have multiple people singing together, trei kali lo mishtami would apply. So just to build on the heter a little bit, the chasan sofer, not the chasam sofer, but the chasan sofer, indeed had the suffix. Can you have a man and a woman singing together? And he says as follows, that typically we know that you have a voice. If you hear a voice, Chazal prohibited hearing the voice. Is it a derais? Is it a derabanan? That's a machlokes. There's a prohibition of hearing the kol of an isha, hearing the voice of a woman, because it's something that is enjoyable. Because it's enjoyable, we like to hear it. We pay attention to it. That's a voice of a woman. Sounds good. We want to pay attention to it now. Val ze eino. But when you have a man and a woman singing together, this doesn't apply the prohibition. Why? Because we say trei kale lo mishtame mimele lo shama lo kolish. If you have a man and a woman singing together, trei kale applies. Two voices, they cancel each other's out. And if that's so, the man cancels the woman out and you don't hear her. And we're not ever going to say that it was fond upon you and you enjoyed it, because you never paid attention, because you never heard the voice. As long as they were singing from the beginning together, she wasn't singing independent. If you only heard her voice in the past, now, or you heard part of it and she sang part of it by herself, then we would say kol b'isha erva. But if the men and the women singing together, and certainly multiple men and multiple women, we would say trei kale lo mishtame, you can't hear it. And in fact, he brings two interesting possible potential proofs to this. In Sefer Shoftim, Perakei, after the war was won against the Plishtim, it says as follows, v'tashar devorah ha'neviyah, devorah ha'neviyah sang Ubarak ben Avinoam, together with Barak Avinoam. So how could she sing with him? How can he sing with her? He's hearing her voice singing. It's kol b'isha erva. The answer is because they were singing together. Apparently we can rely trei kali lo meshtame, two voices. He could not hear her voice because he was singing together at the same time. And in addition, when Miriam, after during Az Yashir, Moshe Rabbeinu sang with the men, and it says that Miriam sang as well, says Rabbi Yonasan Aibshis as follows, why did she take her tof, her musical instruments in her hand? Because she's had the thimble, the tof, the drum in her hand. And the reason is because that would be a second call, that would be a second voice, and that would, the tof would cancel out the voice of Miriam. So we would apply the concept of trei kale lo mishtame, there would be two voices, her voice and the musical instrument that accompanied her, trei kale lo mishtame, and that was why there was not a problem of kol b'isha erva. So that would be the argument, how we can say trei kale lo mishtame, and that would be for the benefit of Yeshurun, that they can continue. However, we have to remember that the Sfirei Yesh himself said, avalo nacha dati b'zeh, I'm not comfortable with this. And we are going to go, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow and analyze, does this really hold water that we would say trei kale lo mishtame when it comes to the context of kol b'isha erva? Have a wonderful day.